This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelfed. Russian nuclear deterrent forces are on high alert ahead of an emergency special session of the United Nations General Assembly on Monday. The UN's two major bodies will hold separate meetings Monday on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The sessions of the 193-nation General Assembly and the more powerful 15-member Security Council reflect widespread international demands for an immediate ceasefire and escalating concern for the plight of millions of Ukrainians caught up in this war. The Security Council gave a green light Sunday for the first emergency session of the General Assembly in decades. The session called to increase diplomatic pressure on Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine and after President Vladimir Putin told the Russian defense minister to put nuclear forces in a special regime of combat duty on Sunday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has agreed to send a Ukrainian delegation to meet with Russian counterparts at an unspecified time and location at the Belarusian border for talks. Russian troops continued to battle Ukrainian defense forces and citizen soldiers for control of Kyiv, the capital, and other cities Sunday, on the fourth day of the Russian invasion. In an AP interview, Kyiv's mayor Vitaly Klitschko says all routes around the city are blocked.
We can't do that because all ways is blocked.
Okay.
Always is blocked, and right now we are in the circle with everywhere the Russians.
Okay.
And we doesn't have a way to evacuate the people.
We have more on this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union is sending fighter jets to Ukraine to counter Russia's military. The bloc's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, told reporters Sunday that he was talking about more than just ammunition. He said, quote, "We are providing more important arms to go to a war." Australia will also provide lethal military equipment to Ukraine. The Australian government's announcement Monday gave no details on what material it may be sending. The move follows an offer on Friday of non-lethal military equipment, including medical supplies and a $3 million contribution to a NATO trust fund for support of the besieged country. The U.S. is telling citizens in Russia they should consider leaving immediately on commercial flights. Sunday, the State Department cited an increasing number of airlines canceling flights and countries closing their airspace to Russia after its invasion of Ukraine. The State Department asked U.S. officials to have a contingency plan that does not rely on U.S. government assistance. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is the biggest assault on a European state since World War II and has unleashed a barrage of Western reprisals. U.S. and European governments are imposing sanctions on Russian banks and financial institutions. The Vatican is still holding out hope for diplomacy after Russia attacked Ukraine. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
The Vatican Secretary of State released a statement on Ukraine, declaring that the tragic scenarios that everyone feared are becoming reality. The Vatican has been loath to call out Russia by name for fear of antagonizing the Russian Orthodox Church, a key focus of Pope Francis's ecumenical efforts. The statement added that there is still room for negotiation and space for the exercise of wisdom to spare the world from the folly and horrors of war. In an appeal at the end of his weekly general audience, Pope Francis said he was pained and alarmed by developments in Ukraine, which he said discredited international law. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Officials plan to install fence around the U.S. Capitol that had stood for months after the January 2021 insurrection in Washington, D.C. This time, it's for President Joe Biden's State of the Union address Tuesday. It comes as a concern grows about potential demonstrations or truck convoys snarling traffic in the nation's capital. The Capitol Police Chief says the fence will be erected around the Capitol building as a precaution. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.